The questions Christians can't or won't answer. Dear Internet Diary, Normal Bob Smith has been asking the question for weeks. Not one has answered the question. They have simply returned the emails with excuses and obfuscation. Not one addresses the question honestly. This is to the Christian, who of course believes in hell. And don't give me that separation from God stuff. You know that's supposed to be terrible suffering as well. Otherwise no one would care that they were separated from your pansy God. How can you enjoy the afterlife, eternal torment in hell? Especially when some of them could be your friends, acquaintances, and family. When so many millions of them are simply regular good people who were in the wrong religion. Little children, grandmas, people who have done wonderful things, millions of people who led wonderful lives, suffering in hell because they did not accept Jesus. Let me clarify this. I'm asking about you and your feelings personally. Will the terrible eternal suffering of others, whether they supposedly deserve it or not, whether they were Gandhi or just some 8-year-old child of Buddhists that did nothing in his life but do what 8-year-old kids do, will you be able to sing loud enough to drown out their screams and pretend everything is perfect the way it is? Is that perfection to you? If you sit outside of a torture chamber while someone's fingernails are being peeled off, will you be perfectly blissful as long as you've got yours? Because after all, Kiko or Deepa knew Jesus and just ignored him. Isn't Jesus great for making sure Kim and Ami suffer forever? Bless him for making the rule that Cho and Charles should be burned forever for not believing. Now, here's my question that has never been answered. I expect bullshit to follow. Why did God, Jesus, make the rule? Please justify the morality of eternal suffering for non-belief. After all, if God made it so, it must be moral, and it must be really easy to figure out why eternal suffering after death is morally justified. Now, I say this knowing that non-belief does not cause suffering in life, because I am an atheist, and I am a very happy person. I also know that belief in life does not prevent suffering or the cause of suffering. Therefore, the suffering must come after death, if you can figure that one out. So that's why you guys had to create the idea of hell. I mean, come on, many people who do not believe in your fantasy are perfectly happy in their own fantasies or reality. So you had to create this idea that otherworldly Lord of the Rings style imps to inflict. Ta-da! The non-belief itself didn't make me suffer. God had to make it so. Beings he created hurt me. So again, now that you think you've justified it, tell me why those who vote for the losing presidential candidate should not be tortured right now. Tell me why you shouldn't beat your wife, burn her with cigarettes, throw her down the stairs, and humiliate her. Tell me why, if a child talks back to you, that you shouldn't lock him in a closet for days and let him sit in his own filth, and then rape him when he comes out. After all, if God saw fit to make that happen, if Jesus made it so, you should do the same thing, correct? Justify it. I'll be waiting. Thanks for listening. To hear more, visit me at hellboundalley.blogspot.com. That's hellboundalley, A-double-L, triple E.